Wings and Jet on Absolute Radio. Christian O'Connor, Breakfast Show, chatting to David Tennant this morning. It's 23 minutes past eight. Okay, so I've got loads of questions here that people have been emailing and texting in over the last couple of days for you. Can I go through some of these details?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, Leslie wants to know, how would you like to be remembered?
Fondly.
Okay. Has David really got a role in Taggart?
No, I've never had a role in Taggart. I auditioned about 1,700 times and they never wanted me.
You said, you really?
Yeah. Well, not 1,700. I went up for it five or six times when I was in Scotland. Never got a part.
You've been rejected five or six times from Taggart?
Yeah.
What were you playing, like the corpse or...?
I went up for everything. I went up for... The first time I went up for a schoolboy. that was back in the days when I could get away with that. And I went up for everything in between and they never, ever wanted me.
That's ridiculous. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that David Tennant might make a guest appearance on Billy Piper's show, Secret Diary of a Cool Girl?
Do you know, there was a plan to do that in the first year.
That would have been
funny. There was a part...
A small part, obviously, because I've heard the rumours.
Steady on.
Sorry.
No, there wasn't, and I was going to do it, and then the dates didn't work out, and I couldn't do it.
What, as a client?
As one of her Johns, yeah.
Did you know what the scene might involve?
I think it involved getting...
Yeah?
I think it involved some rains, I believe.
Okay. at your request or Billy's?
I was happy to be trussed up in any way that Billy saw fit.
Oh, God. Christian, how long... Christian, can you ask David, how long do you think it'll be before we see him on the Doctor Who convention circuit selling his wares?
Who knows? No immediate plans, but...
Ka-ching.
Never say never.
Yeah. David, if you're sitting home watching the TV and a programme comes on that you are starring in, do you have to switch it off or can you watch it at ease? That's from Alexander. I love that.
At ease. Good question.
Yeah, it is. What will you do? Will you be watching this weekend at half six?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch when it goes out for the first time. You've got to watch it.
And
if it's painful.
Who would you be watching it with? Which poor person has got that weird audience?
I'm not sure.
Your girlfriend or a friend?
I'm not sure who I'll watch it with.
No, you decide on the time, won't you?
I'll decide on the night.
Whoever's on the couch next to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's up there.
Yeah.
Billy Piper, Freema, Catherine Tate, snog, marry, throw off a cliff.
I would marry all of them. In some strange Mormon ceremony. Are the Mormons the ones that can have more than one wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to write a Doctor Who episode, which monster would you use? You can only use one.
I'd use the Zygons because we haven't had them yet.
Okay. Yeah. If you could choose how the...
To your Christians, just,
I've got no idea
no
what you're
talking about. Yeah.
Who are the Zygons?
The Zygons, well, they were great.
Sorry, they were on the periodic table. Were they one of the inert
That's
asses?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the old Zygons.
They're between Kryptonite and...
No, I'm 36 and don't live with Mum and Dad anymore, so no, I don't know who the Zygons are, okay?
Yeah, but that was when you were a kid, the Zygons.
Yeah, but I wasn't that kind of kid that would write down the baddies' names.
You just might have remembered. I mean, you know, don't get touchy about it. It's fine.
I'm not the one getting touchy about it. Just because we found out you're doing a big action adventure movie with Arnie about Hamlet. Yeah, we're on to. Yeah. If you could choose how the 10th Doctor died, how would it be? There's a PS here. Love you and your hair. That's from Chloe.
Thanks, Chloe.
Mm.
Well, I don't need to choose because I've read the script. And it's kind of great.
What is it?
It's a big...
Don't make me get the lie detector back out.
Big finale.
Really?
Big finale. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're filming it quite soon.
Have you met the new guy?
We've chatted on the phone, yeah. We did meet, actually, years ago, really briefly. But because he's a friend of Billy's, because she's worked with him on Ruby and the Smoke. And I think he was one of her Johns as well. she's had most of equity. and he's great. He seems a very nice guy. Very up for it. Very, very, very pumped, I believe they say, in America.
And so he's 26. This is a huge gig for any young actor, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but he's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he knows,
sure.
He knows he knows what it's all about. He'll be great.
What advice did you pass on to him?
Oh, you know, I kind of thought about it and I thought, who wants advice from me?
Because his life is going to change. Because it changed yours as well. There's all the good stuff, then there's the harder stuff. I guess all the tabloids are sort of following you everywhere.
You do have to kind of, you get up to speed with that quite quickly because you have to, really. Yeah. That can be tricky now and again, but I don't think, you can't really offer advice about it. You've just got to learn how to roll with it, haven't you?
So how's the death?
Death, presupposed. I mean, you know, I can't say what's going to happen.
So you've already seen it. You happy with it, though?
Oh, yeah. We're filming the final stories now. We're in the middle of it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
David, this is amazing about Dave. I'm sure most people know, but you were, as a kid, a huge fan of this TV show.
Yeah.
And someone's put this, is a great question from Shona. You fulfilled a childhood dream by becoming the Time Lord. Do you have any other dreams that you'd still like to fulfil?
You know, I don't really. The other one was, this is going to sound very sappy, but the other one was playing Hamlet at the RSC, so I've kind of, I know. Yeah,
that's brilliant. You can't at the age of what, 37 next week, have fulfilled all your dreams.
Yeah, 38 next week, unfortunately.
Oh dear, I was trying to be kind. The old showbiz age.
I was trying to be kind, but I'm, you know.
Knock one off, you're being honest.
I know. I don't really know what to do. That's the reason why I don't know what I'm doing next. There's nothing left. That's it.
You forgot the other third dream.
What was that?
Every Little Hams. My daughter Yana would like to ask the following question. What was your best ever £2 buy? She's just bought a whoopee cushion over the weekend for £2. What's David's? You strike me as a man's pound stretcher boy.
You bet.
Don't you buy that top over there?
Look after the pennies.
Yeah, well, what's that? Is that a top after a shell suit? You've been treating yourself some of that money?
This is
a cheeky little nylon tracksuit.
Read the label, Christian.
Have you seen the watch? Have you seen the bling on that? Pete Diddy. Go on Google Earth. You'll just see a giant... What's that great zirconia thing on your wrist? It's like a sundial made out of crystals.
Oh, I know, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is very nice.
Thanks.
One final question. Are you going to keep the trench coat when you depart Who? She's put it's abbreviated dot who now, just to the Who. That's from Michelle. Are you going to nick anything? Any props?
Well, obviously, it's BBC property, and in the current climate...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
In the current climate of editorial policy...
Ofcom?
Yeah, exactly. It'll probably have to be auctioned to pay for the Blue Peter cat or something. I don't know.
So you're not going to have anything away? Are you not going to keep a memento?
I don't know. I'll see what I can grab on the last day, maybe.
Well, but have you got?
It all has to go on, doesn't it?
What about the sonic screwdriver? You're not going to take that with you?
Well, they'll need that.
Oh, they must have a. You can pocket one.
There are two. There are two sonic screwdrivers. There's one, and there's the spare, and they're in these kind of flight cases.
Oh, brilliant!
And they're worth a fortune.
I'd hope they would be in some sort of. Is it like a double locking wooden veneer kind of?
No, it's a black thing, and it's about the size of what's it? You know. It's like the size of a large wallet, but hard. And the prop man comes up and unlocks it and gives it to you.
So you obviously don't get to keep it at all?
Oh, no. And I have dropped it a couple of times, which doesn't, you know, go down very well because they are very expensive and quite breakable.
But that's all right. It's 8:30. Let's get the latest news headlines now on Absolute Radio.